Have you ever wondered why some people seem to navigate life's complexities with remarkable clarity, while others repeatedly stumble over the same obstacles? The answer may lie not in what they know, but in how they think. 30 Days to Better Thinking and Better Living Through Critical Thinking by Linda Elder and Richard Paul has become a quiet revolution in personal development, with celebrities like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett citing critical thinking as their superpower. This systematic approach to improving your mental processes has influenced fields from education to business leadership, with Google's hiring practices now emphasizing critical thinking over technical skills alone. The book's premise is both simple and profound. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your thinking, and your thinking can be deliberately improved through practice. Every aspect of human experience, from career success to relationship satisfaction, from financial decisions to personal growth, depends fundamentally on how we think. Our thoughts shape our reality in profound ways, influencing everything from daily choices to life-altering decisions. Yet most people never examine their thinking patterns or recognize when their thinking causes problems. We navigate life on mental autopilot, unaware that our natural thinking tendencies are inherently flawed and often self-defeating. Human thinking naturally develops prejudices, stereotypes, and self-deceptions through a complex web of experiences, cultural conditioning, and cognitive shortcuts. When we behave irrationally, our actions still seem perfectly reasonable to us. We're masterful at justifying our behavior while criticizing similar behavior in others. A supervisor who claims to be objective while only hiring women, a police officer who justifies excessive force as giving criminals what they deserve, a parent who demands honesty from children while regularly telling white lies, all believe they're being entirely reasonable while acting irrationally. These contradictions exist in virtually every domain of life, from workplace decisions to personal relationships. This self-justifying nature is our default state, deeply ingrained in our psychological makeup. The mind possesses a remarkable ability to represent unreasonable thoughts as perfectly rational, creating elaborate justifications for our actions while remaining blind to our own biases. We're naturally prejudiced, hypocritical, and self-serving, yet we rarely recognize these tendencies in ourselves. This cognitive blindness affects everyone, regardless of education, intelligence, or social status. Consider how often you've justified your own anger while criticizing someone else's, or how you've explained away your own mistakes while holding others strictly accountable. Think about times you've made exceptions for your behavior while condemning others for the same actions. Perhaps you've criticized a colleague for being late while having countless excuses for your own tardiness, or judged someone's spending habits while rationalizing your own impulse purchases. These patterns aren't character flaws. They're the natural functioning of an uncritical mind operating on autopilot. Critical thinking emerges as the solution, the disciplined art of ensuring we use the best thinking we're capable of in any circumstance. By learning to observe, monitor, analyze, assess, and reconstruct our thinking, we can take command of our minds and improve every dimension of our lives. This requires dedication to self-examination, perseverance through uncomfortable realizations, intellectual honesty in facing our biases, and integrity in making necessary changes. While the journey of developing critical thinking skills is challenging, the rewards are transformative, leading to better decision-making, clearer judgment, and more authentic relationships with ourselves and others. The process begins with acknowledging our mind's natural tendencies and committing to the ongoing practice of conscious, deliberate thinking. Most people follow an unwritten rulebook for dysfunctional living without realizing it. They surround themselves with like-minded people to avoid criticism, created echo chambers that reinforce their existing beliefs. They employ subtle forms of emotional manipulation when challenged, from guilt-tripping to passive-aggressive behavior. They craft elaborate justifications for unreasonable behavior, focus disproportionately on negativity, and reflexively blame external factors for personal setbacks. When faced with critics, they attack credibility rather than address arguments, conform blindly to group expectations to avoid standing out, and react impulsively when frustrated rather than pause for reflection. These patterns manifest in countless daily scenarios that seem reasonable in the moment but create cascading problems. The manager who can't retain talent because they refuse to acknowledge their harsh communication style. The spouse who deflects every conversation about relationship issues by bringing up past grievances. The team member who undermines group projects by refusing to adapt their approach. The friend who spends hours complaining about their financial situation while continuing the same spending habits. Consider Jane, a talented marketing professional who becomes convinced her boss is out to get her. She begins interpreting every email through a lens of suspicion, sees constructive feedback as personal attacks, and responds defensively to routine requests for project updates. Her work quality deteriorates as she spends more energy protecting herself than improving. Team members begin avoiding her due to her hostile reactions, and meetings become tense. Her prediction becomes self-fulfilling, not because her boss initially disliked her, but because her uncritical thinking created a downward spiral of workplace dysfunction. Critical thinking requires becoming a skilled investigator of your own mental patterns, systematically examining your thought processes with the same rigor you'd apply to solving a complex problem. This means questioning long-held assumptions, tracking emotional reactions to identify triggers, and distinguishing between evidence-based conclusions and emotional interpretations. The process demands brutal honesty about which thought patterns serve you and which sabotage your goals. This investigation often proves deeply uncomfortable because it challenges our self-protective instincts. The most valuable insights frequently reveal unflattering truths about our behavior patterns, defense mechanisms, and contribution to problems we've blamed entirely on others. The mind instinctively resists these revelations through rationalization, deflection, and various forms of psychological resistance. When you encounter this internal pushback, the urge to stop examining a painful truth, to dismiss critical feedback, to retreat to comfortable assumptions, that's precisely when deeper investigation is most crucial. To address fundamental problems in human thought, we need substantive tools, not superficial techniques or quick fixes. The critical thinking framework interconnects three essential components that work synergistically: the elements of reasoning, intellectual standards, and intellectual virtues. This comprehensive approach provides a structure for analyzing and improving our thinking processes. Eight fundamental elements compose all thinking: purposes, questions, information, concepts, inferences, assumptions, implications, and point of view. Each element dynamically affects the others in complex ways. For example, changing your purpose from explaining to evaluating transforms the questions you ask. Shifting your questions requires seeking different types of information. New information often reveals hidden assumptions. Understanding these interconnected elements helps us systematically deconstruct thinking for deeper analysis. When examining a claim about climate change, for instance, we might analyze the purpose, to inform or persuade, examine the quality of information sources, and identify unstated assumptions. Reasonable people judge reasoning using intellectual standards that serve as criteria for evaluation. When internalized and explicitly applied, these standards elevate thinking to make it clearer, more accurate, more precise, more relevant, deeper, broader, and fairer. Clarity asks whether meaning can be readily grasped. For instance, are technical terms properly defined? Accuracy examines whether claims are true and verifiable. Precision requires specific details rather than vague generalizations. Relevance questions whether ideas connect logically to the issue at hand. Depth probes beneath surface treatments to address complexities. Breadth considers multiple viewpoints and alternatives. Fairness examines whether thinking is self-serving or considers others' legitimate interests. Critical thinking also requires developing essential intellectual virtues, traits that shape how we approach thinking itself. Intellectual humility means recognizing the limits of our knowledge and avoiding pretentiousness about what we know. This involves admitting errors and remaining open to new evidence. Intellectual courage involves facing and fairly considering ideas that challenge our beliefs despite negative emotional reactions. Intellectual empathy requires imaginatively entering into others' viewpoints beyond our egocentric perceptions, truly understanding opposing positions rather than just preparing counterarguments. Intellectual autonomy means taking rational control of our beliefs rather than uncritically accepting or conforming to what others think. Intellectual integrity demands holding ourselves to the same standards we apply to others and admitting discrepancies in our thinking. Intellectual perseverance involves struggling with difficult questions despite frustration and obstacles. These components work together systematically. We apply intellectual standards to the elements of our reasoning while developing intellectual virtues through practice. For example, when analyzing an argument, we might use the standard of fairness to examine our assumptions while practicing intellectual empathy to understand opposing views. The result is a mind that functions at a higher level, capable of navigating life's complexities with greater skill and wisdom. This framework provides practical tools for improving thinking while fostering the character traits needed for genuine critical thinking. The mind operates through three deeply interconnected functions: thinking, feeling, and wanting. Thinking serves as our cognitive processor, figuring things out, creating mental models, and defining how we interpret our experiences. Feelings emerge from our thinking as sophisticated evaluations of whether events align with or threaten our well-being. Desires determine where we direct our energy and attention, shaped by what our thinking has defined as valuable or worthwhile. While these functions constantly influence each other in complex feedback loops, thinking stands as the fundamental driver that shapes both feelings and desires. To transform an unwanted feeling or redirect a problematic desire, we must first identify and modify the underlying thinking patterns that give rise to them. This relationship explains why two people can experience the same situation yet react completely differently. Their distinct thought patterns create different emotional and motivational responses. Consider several common examples of this dynamic. Someone struggling with anxiety about public speaking experiences thoughts like, "I'll embarrass myself," or "people will judge every mistake," which generate feelings of fear and the desire to avoid speaking opportunities. By consciously shifting these thoughts to, "I have valuable insights to share," and "most people are focused on the content, not judging me," both the anxiety and avoidance tendency diminish. Similarly, a person dealing with procrastination might have thoughts like, "this task is overwhelming," or "I need to feel motivated first," leading to feelings of stress and the desire to delay. Reframing these thoughts to, "I can break this down into smaller steps," and "taking action creates motivation," can transform their emotional state and behavioral impulses. This understanding provides us with tremendous agency over our mental life. Rather than being victims of our emotions or slaves to our desires, we can examine and modify the thinking that generates them. When we feel angry, we can identify the specific interpretations causing that anger and question their validity or completeness. When we find ourselves craving something potentially harmful, we can examine the underlying beliefs that make it seem desirable. The mind's three functions operate in a continuous cycle. Thinking leads to desires, acting on desires creates feelings, and feelings may prompt new thinking patterns. For instance, feeling anxious might lead to thoughts about potential threats, which creates a desire for safety, which might then generate relief or continued anxiety, starting the cycle anew. Critical thinkers understand and routinely assess these relationships, taking command of their mental life rather than being driven by unconscious patterns. They recognize that by consciously directing their thinking, they can influence the entire system of their mental experience. This understanding has practical implications across all areas of life, from personal relationships and professional development to emotional regulation and habit formation. By focusing on our thinking patterns, we can create sustainable change rather than trying to directly control our emotions or force ourselves to want different things. Humans possess both rational capacities and irrational tendencies, existing in a constant tension between reasoned thought and instinctive bias. We begin life primarily as egocentric creatures, with self-centered thinking eventually merging with sociocentric, group-centered thinking as we develop. While these tendencies occur naturally in all humans, rational capacities must be deliberately developed through conscious effort and practice, much like building mental muscle through exercise. Egocentric thinking manifests as a fundamental inability to consider others' rights and perspectives or recognize limitations in our own viewpoint. This manifests in daily life through common behaviors, dismissing feedback without consideration, becoming defensive when challenged, or assuming our experiences are universal. We believe we've objectively figured things out when we haven't, often confusing our emotional certainty with logical validity. Instead of using intellectual standards like evidence and reasoning, we rely on self-centered psychological standards that take various forms. It's true because I believe it. It's true because we believe it. It's true because I want to believe it. It's true because I've always believed it. And it's true because it serves my interests. These mental shortcuts prevent genuine learning and growth. Egocentric thinking manifests in two primary strategies that often operate beneath conscious awareness: domination, directly controlling others through force, intimidation, or manipulation, and submission, indirectly getting what we want by yielding to those who can serve our interests. We either bully those weaker or grovel to those more powerful, or alternate between these approaches through subtle maneuvers. This pattern appears in relationships, workplaces, and social interactions, often disguised as leadership, compromise, or cooperation. Sociocentric thinking extends these individual biases to group level, creating equally problematic patterns. It places one's culture above others, selects self-serving descriptions of both in-group and out-group members, blindly conforms to group norms without questioning their validity, fails to think beyond cultural prejudices, ignores potentially valuable insights from other cultures, confuses cultural requirements with universal ethics, and doesn't recognize media bias that reinforces existing beliefs. Most people don't realize how thoroughly they've uncritically internalized their culture's prejudices, assumptions, and biases, treating them as obvious truths rather than learned perspectives. Breaking free from these traps requires first recognizing their existence in your own thinking patterns, a challenging task since these biases are designed to be invisible to us. Start by noticing specific instances, when you dismiss others' perspectives without genuine consideration, when you accept group beliefs without questioning their foundation, or when you justify your behavior with standards you wouldn't accept from others. Document these moments of awareness. Practice perspective-taking exercises, deliberately seeking out viewpoints that challenge your assumptions. Develop the habit of asking, "How do I know what I think I know?" By becoming aware of these patterns and consistently working to counter them, you can begin to develop more rational, fair-minded thinking that considers multiple perspectives and applies consistent standards of evaluation. The 30-day program introduces fundamental ideas about thinking to help you take command of your thoughts and life. Each day introduces a new idea that builds on previous ones, creating an increasingly rich tapestry of thought. While you cannot fully internalize these ideas in just one day each, you can begin practicing them as agents for intellectual change, gradually developing stronger mental habits and clearer thinking patterns. The journey begins with discovering your ignorance, recognizing how much you don't know, and developing intellectual humility. This crucial first step involves acknowledging your cognitive blind spots, questioning long-held assumptions, and opening yourself to new perspectives. You then move to examining your own hypocrisy, developing empathy for others' viewpoints, clarifying your purposes, and learning to think for yourself rather than conforming to groups. This phase helps you recognize instances where your actions contradict your stated beliefs and teaches you to understand opposing viewpoints without immediately dismissing them. As the program progresses, you'll learn to clarify your thinking through precise language and clear definitions, stay relevant to the point by avoiding tangential discussions, be reasonable in your arguments, ask deep, probing questions, and think through implications of your beliefs and decisions. You'll distinguish between inferences, conclusions drawn from evidence, and assumptions, beliefs accepted without proof. take control of your emotions and desires through metacognition, and avoid both dominating and submissive behaviors in intellectual discussions. Later days focus on external challenges, developing resistance to manipulation by news media, advertisements, or politicians through critical analysis skills. You'll learn to identify logical fallacies, emotional appeals, and hidden agendas in messaging. The program emphasizes developing a global perspective rather than a nationalistic one, understanding how different cultures and societies approach problems differently, and recognizing universal human experiences across borders. The key to success lies in active practice and deliberate implementation. Read each day's content until you can engage in meaningful internal dialogue about the ideas, questioning and exploring their implications. Explain the concepts to someone else, as teaching reinforces learning. Identify optimal settings to practice the strategies immediately, whether in workplace discussions, family conversations, or personal decision-making. Prepare for upcoming situations by thinking through how you'll apply the concepts, creating specific action plans. Keep key ideas visible by posting reminder words in frequently seen locations, your desk, computer monitor, or phone background. After completing the initial 30-day plan, advance to a 30-week plan, focusing on one idea per week rather than daily. This longer-term approach allows ideas to intensify through new interactions with previous concepts, revealing their interconnectedness and embedding powerful ideas more deeply in your thinking. Weekly reflection sessions help evaluate progress and adjust strategies, while regular journaling captures insights and tracks intellectual growth over time. Let's examine a few key practices from the program to understand how they work in daily life. Discover your ignorance, day one. Most people assume their beliefs are right, despite having formed many before they could critically analyze them. Good thinkers recognize this absurdity and actively seek to uncover their ignorance. When you focus on discovering what you don't know, you realize how often you're wrong and look for opportunities to test your ideas. Practice this by questioning authority figures, information sources, media reports, and the news. Notice biases and distortions. Before making bold statements, stop and assess how much you truly know about what you're claiming. When lacking sufficient evidence, preface statements with phrases like, "I may be wrong." Strive for integrity, day two. People demonstrate hypocrisy by holding others to higher standards than themselves, failing to live according to their professed beliefs, and overlooking contradictions in those they identify with. The naturally egocentric mind is inherently hypocritical, yet skillfully rationalizes its thoughts and actions. Practice this by watching for contradictions in your behavior and others. Notice when you use double standards. Compare what people claim to believe with what their behavior suggests. Identify inconsistencies in your thinking and actions, particularly when you profess one belief but act contrary to it. Empathize with others, day three. Intellectual empathy requires thinking within viewpoints we believe are wrong. This becomes easier when we recognize how often we've been mistaken while others were right. People who think differently may possess truths we haven't discovered. Practice this by restating others' positions in your own words and asking if you've understood correctly. During disagreements, try role switching. Speak from the other's viewpoint for 10 minutes if they'll speak from yours. When reading, articulate what you think the author is saying, explain it to someone else, then recheck the text for accuracy. Ask deep questions, day 9. Thinking is driven by questions, and their quality determines your thinking quality. Superficial questions lead to superficial thinking. Deep questions produce deep thinking. Practice this by formulating questions in several ways until you find the most effective approach. Before important discussions, write down significant questions in advance. When confused, ask questions to clarify exactly what you don't understand. Never answer questions you don't comprehend. These practices, when applied consistently, begin to transform your mental habits. The change isn't immediate. It's a gradual process of replacing unconscious patterns with deliberate choices. But over time, the cumulative effect is profound. Critical thinking isn't binary. We all think critically to some extent while failing in other areas. Our thinking quality exists along a continuum, with each of us thinking better in some life dimensions than others. The goal is advancing slowly but surely along this continuum by taking our thinking more seriously. A major barrier to creating fair-minded critical societies is that everyone believes themselves to be a critical thinker already. We all see our way of thinking as best, our values highest, our perspective most well-rounded. This tendency toward intellectual self-satisfaction crosses all boundaries, political affiliations, religious beliefs, professions, and relationships. True development requires recognizing that critical thinking is something we aspire to rather than achieve. Our egocentric and sociocentric tendencies mean we can never be ideal critical thinkers. We can only work continuously to improve. The journey continues through lifelong education. Few people are truly educated in the highest sense, despite years of schooling. Most form belief systems they defend for life rather than continuing to learn and expand their mental horizons. The educated mind requires lifelong learning through active engagement with important ideas. Reading widely every day, focusing on great literature and works of great thinkers throughout history, including dissenters, is essential. Become your own historian, sociologist, and economist by studying human behavior over time and examining patterns. Develop a broad worldview that helps you critique international news and irrational social practices. Remember that without deliberate action, you'll revert to original habits and unconsciously absorbed beliefs. The mind is free only when it commands itself, when you decide what ideas to accept or reject, when you intervene against natural tendencies towards selfishness, rigidity, and group conformity. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your thinking. By taking command of your mind, you take command of your life and contribute to creating a more rational, just, and compassionate world.